Like my bonus was this time of year, it's all about getting results and getting off the mark and getting a one under the belt in the opening league game, and that's what you've done today.
Yeah, exactly. Oshin at Wilson, you know, there was plenty to, you know, there was plenty to admire about the performance. There was plenty of, you know, aspects of our game that we need to work on. You know, we wouldn't have been very happy at all with the start of the second half. You know, that we just conceded, I think, 3-4 scores, and we kicked 5 or 6 wide, and we just weren't the usual clinical. Yeah. Donegal forward line that we normally come accustomed to. You know, first half of our shot execution was excellent, and we kicked some brilliant scores in that first half. We did concede some scores, and that we need to look at. But listen, overall, you'd have to say they showed great character in that final quarter when we did go point down to come out and win by 3 points and end up.
Yeah, because there was periods of the game where there was questions asked of this young Donegal side, and the answer at the end of the first half when they went conceded those 3 scores early in the second half, and then to see out the game. So it's a massive learning curve for these boys too, and they didn't panic at all, Dick, when there was no sort of frustration setting in, so there wasn't.
No, there wasn't, and you know, we introduced Leo at start of the second half, and then Martin McElhinney, and you know, a couple of experienced heads. But those young lads,
did that stabilise things then?
Well, I mean, I put that along with the rest of the young lads. I mean, those lads all contributed in that last quarter. It would have been very easy to go hiding there, you know, big Clare support getting behind the team. They're after kicking 3 scores, they're after going ahead in the game, and we're after going through a very sticky patch. But you know, they showed brilliant character going into that last quarter and kicked some very, very good scores. That's very, very pleasing. Plus the fact that we're leaving Ennis with 2 points, which is most important.
Yeah, you knew we were going to get a tough game down here.
We did. We knew that all week, and we spoke about it. Me and Clare have a lot of work done, and you know, they were very impressive in the McGrath Cup final. They won that to beat Cork in that there. So they have a lot of work done, and some really good players. And so, listen, delighted, especially that, you know, we have a young squad down here, and that there will definitely give them, you know, it's better than 10 training sessions. Yeah. You're going now next week against a Meath side that's going to be very, very difficult to beat Tipperary there today. So, you know, we have only a 6-day turnaround, a long journey back up the road, but you know, it's going to be a happy camp heading back up, and we get ready for Meath now.
I suppose the things you're going to work on is one of the aspects today. At times, maybe we give the ball away too easily and get turned over too easily.
We did, but we were up against a very strong physical again. We knew that. And I mean, I said a couple of weeks ago that the Armagh game was a great match for us to get because they were physical, and we knew we had to be sharp and clinical and not take ball into too much contact. And we did in the first half. We were pretty good at that, but in the start of the second half, for one reason or another, we made one or two mistakes early on. All of a sudden, it escalated, and we were in trouble. But as I said, going into that last quarter, the boys showed real character, kicked some very good scores, and you know, I think we were in total control in that last quarter.
Yeah, and Stephen McMenamin, when he came into the game, he played a role, Declan, because at times around the middle, we weren't picking up the breaks, and we didn't have sort of the extra men around there to do that. But Stephen sort of filled that gap, so he did when he came on.
He did exactly, and you know, Stephen, the experience of Stephen gain from last year, you know, it's great, and it's great to have him back on board. And you know, he was disappointed last week after getting knocked out of the semi-final of the junior championship, but great we got him back on board this week. We gave him a few days off, and he was mad to get back in there today. And I suppose the other pleasing thing was getting Owen Bann back on the pitch there too, and Owen Bann, you know, put on a big 60 plus minutes, so you know, that'll stand him well also.
Yeah, so a few players back today. Can we see more now next week on the home time, Bob Fay?
It may be touch and go for a few. There's a few not far away, so we'll be looking at them now, possibly maybe next Saturday. It's only 6 days, will come too early, but there'll be a few probably available for the trip to tip maybe in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and listen, you get points on the board, and that'll be a shorter journey home tonight.
It will indeed, Oshin. No, it's great, and it's great. Donegal, great support down here the weekend too, and that doesn't go unnoticed either. So listen, we hope to get a big crowd in Malbuffet next Saturday night against Meath. It'll be a real good challenge.